You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How does this Wednesday find you?
Surly.
Surly? is that one of the Forgotten Seven Dwarfs?
It is today, if you're talking with me. It's one of those mornings where things just, they're right on the cusp of just...
It could go either way.
Blowing up. I'm riding, living on the edge this morning as far as having a complete meltdown and disaster. But welcome back. I missed you last week. Where were you?
I was in Alaska, the very, very sunny, for very long stretches of the day. Alaska.
It's beautiful up there. I've never been to Alaska, but I've seen it on television.
It was. I can check that one off of the list of states. You were talking about all the ones you've been to, and I have not counted up lately, but I was eager to pick Alaska off of that list. It's a tough one to get in the game of state travel.
And what are we talking about this week with the social soundbite?
Well, I'd love to tell you who's not living on the razor's edge, who is really in the catbird seat when it comes to media outlook and online advertising dollars. That when you look at worldwide, that is really owned by five companies. Just five. That is Google and Facebook. And then when we look globally, that's Tencent, Baidu, and Alibaba. But let's focus on domestically here in the States with that Google and Facebook dominance. Roughly 50% of ad dollars in the States go to Google and Facebook. So we really have something of a duopoly in place here. This is a report from PricewaterhouseCoopers on Media Outlook. Together, they're expected to take 83% of every new ad dollar, according to calculations from Digital Content Next. And just some comparison there, if you want to think about this. Google's ad revenue is roughly the same as all print ad revenue globally. And Facebook's ad revenue topples nearly all... I apologize for this. Get the smelling salts out. Facebook's ad revenue nearly topples all radio ad revenue globally. So these two monsters are out there on the horizon with all of the money.
Smelling salts. That made me laugh.
Right. It's been a while since you've thought about smelling salts. On a day when you're on the edge, you might need your smelling salts. But you're going to have to run down to the general store and...
The general store, yes.
Yeah, and get some with some penny candy.
We call that Paul's, where there's 10,000 items. So it's incredible how much advertising dollars there are out there. And duopoly, that's a good way to put it, is it
it's
seems
the
like...
the sequel to Monopoly.
It is all funneling into those two. And, you know, even Amazon recently topped Bill Gates as far as the world's richest man or whatever. I can't remember his name. But it's amazing how these big companies are able to survive in this world.
It is.
This economy, I should say.
Right. And really, the article, which I'll tweet out after this, goes on to point out that there isn't a whole lot of regulation for these companies. Mm-hmm. So we do want to be careful that we aren't, when we look at a duopoly, which is fine if it's getting the job done and if there aren't bad things that can happen as a result of that. But if you look at media concentration around what's really just two companies, that could get to be a problem if not managed carefully.
Ask you off the, I mean, just throw a curveball at you. what regulations would be out there because they're private. I mean,
yeah,
they've just built this model. And so what are you going to do? Step in and say, ah, no, 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 we don't want you advertising as much.
I was
going
to say, to keep with the smelling salts and old-timey references, it would be akin to fixing the barn door after the cows come home.
Oh my gosh, you're full of it this morning.
I am. I'm ready to go sit on a porch somewhere, rock peacefully, and offer my country witticisms.
It is Nick Westergaard with the Social Soundbite every Wednesday at 7:50. How do we reach out to you, sir?
I am at branddrivendigital.com and Nick Westergaard on most social networks. A reminder about our event, the Social Brand Forum, coming up September 14th. Be sure to register and get your seat for this social media digital marketing event.
Hey, really quick, how's it going to feel to get back into the lecture room? Are you lecture hall? Are you ready to go?
I am as ready as I will ever be. Full of country witticisms.
I would love to sit in on one of your lectures at Tippy, right?
Yes, sir.
Nick Westergaard, the Social Soundbite on 800 KXIC every Wednesday. Thanks for stopping in, Nick.
Thanks.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.